This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Cook Report, the Democrats don't need to win any of those seats that are leaning Republican or likely Republican to take control of the House. If they just hold their own contested seats and win all of the Republican toss-ups, they win the House by a one-seat margin. Ongoing political turmoil in Ethiopia is partly based on a divide-to-conquer strategy by the ruling party. Ethiopia adopted a constitution that established ethnic federalism in which regions' boundaries were drawn according to ethnic and linguistic classifications. Implemented in 1995, the new constitution was ostensibly designed to protect groups' rights, but the ethnic federal model hasn't ended ethnic inequality. The NLRB general counsel is signaling that he wants to settle a case with McDonald's about whether the corporation controls the employment practices of its franchisees and is responsible for their labor relations. In the fourth day of annual examinations in India's largest state of Uttar Pradesh, and already the government says 661,643 students, around 10% of the total number enrolled, have failed to show up. A government official said it's because this year they've upped their anti-cheating efforts and clamped down the state's notorious education mafia by installing CCTV cameras and deploying a police task force to catch the cheaters. In the continuing turmoil in the White House, the Chief of Staff, former General John Kelly, has offered to resign over his mishandling of the domestic abuse charges against Staff Secretary Rob Porter. A speechwriter has also now resigned over similar charges, and Trump has rejected making the Democratic memo from the Intelligence Committee public, even after the full committee had voted to do so in response to the Republican memo having been released, now setting up a confrontation with Congress. Researchers at the Georgetown Law School estimated that 117 million American adults are in facial recognition networks used by law enforcement, and that African Americans were most likely to be singled out because they disproportionately represented in mugshot databases. Others are finding recognition to be very accurate for white men and only 35% accurate for black women. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.